Naked and Famous is really known as an electronic music band, so why? Why these stripped-down versions of songs?
Thank you for asking. We took a long time to be convinced that it was a good idea. When we were starting out and Youngblood was doing very well overseas, we were chasing its radio success all around the world, we were constantly running into situations where people were asking us to play acoustic, and we were totally adverse to it at the time because it just seemed so counterintuitive to what was working for us. You know, the our sound was, as you say, like big, robust, pop kind of, wall of sound, sort of aggressive, hyper-blown out. And that was we felt very proud of that, and sort of trying to represent it in a different way didn't make a lot of sense. Also, I don't think we didn't feel confident as like traditional musicians. You know, I don't think we felt like we would be able to pull off acoustic things at all, because I don't know, we were from sort of like kind of indie rock bar band thing. You know, we weren't singer songwriters by any stretch. But you know, 10 years passing and feeling confident in our sonic identity, this little detour has been very welcome for us. It's felt challenging and exciting and serious as well, which is great. You know, that we feel committed to showing this side of the band, to presenting the songs in a new light. It's been a real joy, and the fans have absolutely loved it. So that's totally validating as well.
So you said it shows this side of the band, and I'm curious, is this a part of the band that it's just there for you? Now you're kind of opening up the softer side to audiences?
Yeah, a bit of both, to be honest. I think ambition to be seen this way as much as us knowing that it is something that we do, and a tool that we use, a way that we write songs, a way that we would reflect on songs that maybe we're writing in the studio. And, you know, we would take them into this kind of world. So, yeah, it's both. It's really kind of complicated, but at the same time, definitely something that now we want to establish as part of the next thing. So we'll always do this in tandem alongside what we regularly do.
Is there an older song that you rediscovered through this process that stands out in your mind in particular?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, all of them, but Punching in a Dream, for me, was probably the most satisfying, because I felt like, I do feel like that song, maybe this is tainted by the way I remember it coming together in the studio, it sounds to me like very much like that 2010, that's what we were doing. I had a worry that maybe it might date in a way that wouldn't feel so great to play on stage and, you know, another 5 or 10 years, but doing it, you know, redoing it in the stripped, in the stripped version, has felt great. It's like maybe love the song again and like appreciate the lyric and just feel confident about it all over again. That's one in particular.
I would imagine that re-recording in this way would bring back some memories. So is there any song kind of tied to a memory in particular that's come up?
Oh, yeah, all of them. They were definitely memories, not so much about the song topic, although I feel like that's kind of common for songwriters. You sort of tend to forget the immediate feelings surrounding what the song is about. The little literal interpretation of the lyrics, but I think a lot of the how you were at the time, how you recorded it, where you were in your life, that stuff really comes back, because you're trying to reverse engineer them, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely brought me back 10 years. it's a funny feeling.
So can I ask about how the energy on this tour is different so far?
It is totally different at shows. People are seated for a lot of them.
Instead of dancing.
Instead of dancing, yeah, there's no mosh pit. You know, that's a welcome change for us as well. I think, you know, if it were a regular show, that would have made us feel very uncomfortable, but this feels exciting. There's totally different energy, and Alisa and I have been making from the life and the drama a little bit and try and show a bit of personality. And I think it's taken us this long actually to feel confident being able to do that. You know, I think years ago we were just like fumbling kids, and now maybe we're sort of nearly adults.
So what's next? What's next for the band after this tour?
We will be heading straight back into the studio to continue album LP number 4. We're about halfway through, I think. We want to maybe write more than we've ever written before for this one. Kind of overwrite to cut away the design instead of just feel like it's fitting to finish. And try and get the live band and the record ready, I think, by the end of the year, if possible. But I think we'll end up promoting it for the following year, but it's pretty much full steam ahead for the next thing.
Tom Powers, thank you so much for taking the time, and we're looking forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Yeah, too. We can't wait.